live from Longhorns Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School. It's George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. This is our first broadcast of the 2016-2017 basketball season with the Tompkins Falcons in the house for a non-district game against the George Ranch Longhorns. Alongside student broadcaster Darren Bradby, I'm Tom Tarando, and it's always my pleasure to welcome you to George Ranch High School varsity sports on GRHSI Radio. The Longhorns, under Coach Charlie Jones, are 2-2 on the young season, winning against Lamar Consolidated to open the season and winning against Maid Creek 80-45 last week. Sandwiched in between those wins are two losses, one to the Terry Rangers in a barn burner at the home of the Rangers, 71-70, and a 10-point loss to Fort Ben Austin in Game 3. The Falcons are 4-3, winning over Kincaid, the Woodlands, Dawson, and Hastings, while dropping games to Flower Mound. I know a lot of folks in Flower Mound. Dropping games to Flower Mound, Atascocita, and Manville. Robert Sanders' team plays in District 19-6A. When we come back, we'll have more pregame for you, a quick interview with Coach Charlie Jones, and then the opening tip. But for now, you're listening to live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, the JV game just finishing up. Tompkins leads 40-38 with 1.6 seconds left. So we'll bring you the score of that one after we bring you this interview with Coach Charlie Jones. We caught up with him just a few minutes ago here at George Ranch, and here's that interview. We're courtside with Longhorns head coach Charlie Jones. And coach, first opportunity to see you guys this year. You won a couple games. You lost a barn burner to Terry, 71-70. Give us a little thumbnail about your club this year.
Well, this year we're pretty deep, but we're new. We have a lot of new pieces. We moved up some people. We've shifted some stuff around. Unfortunately, football lost a little earlier than normal, so it caused us to shift some things around earlier than we thought. So we're still trying to get some cohesion and play together.
You got a lot of seniors on your team. I noticed you got a couple sophomores as well, but you have a team with some experience once you fit all the parts together.
Yeah, this is probably the first time since we've been open that we've had a lot of people that have had a little bit of experience come back and play, but unfortunately we've been hit with a stomach virus by 8 of our players in the last 2 weeks, so we're down 3 today with the stomach virus, so we haven't been able to play a game with our full team yet or practice with our full team yet, so we're just trying to hang in there and keep getting better as it goes on.
And what can you tell us about the Falcons from Tompkins High School?
They're really good. They're a very well-coached team. They got a couple players that are most likely going to go D1. They're big. They're just talented. We're going to have to bring it, or it could get ugly.
So you're only 4 games into the season. What are some of your takeaways early from the games you've already played?
Well, what we've noticed about our team is this year is they're going to fight. They're going to fight to the finish. If things are going bad, things are going good, they're going to play the same way. And they have fun. They like each other. And I think it's a fun team to watch.
All right. Well, good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you after the game.
All right. Thank you.
That was Coach Charlie Jones a few minutes ago here at George Ranch. We'll break for a message when we come back. Darren's here to give us his perspective on tonight's game. You're listening to George Ranch High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3000. 3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntingroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch High School, we're just a few minutes away from the tip-off of the George Ranch Longhorns and the Tompkins High School Falcons here at George Ranch. Let's bring Darren Bradby in. Darren, this is my first opportunity to see the Longhorns play. I think you've seen them play. It's going to be a good ball game tonight.
Well, like Coach Jones said, football season ended a little early, so they're just really adjusting to the new teammates and bringing in new players and taking out some old ones. So we're going to see how this goes. We see Tompkins has a lot of height advantage against us. We have a couple big men, but they work together good, so we'll see how this game ends out tonight.
Yeah, Tompkins has a 6'5 junior, 6'5 junior, 6'8 junior, 6'7 junior, and then a couple seniors, two of which will start tonight. So as far as size, the Falcons have it over George Ranch. Coach Jones told me before the interview that Tompkins has three or four players that are D1 commits so far. And so a lot of experience, a lot of good play with these guys over the season. They're 4-3. Longhorns are 2-2 in non-district play, both teams in non-district play. 19-6A for the Tompkins Falcons. George Ranch in 23-6A for the first time in their school history, been bumped up to 6A. We experienced that in football, went 6-5, including the playoff loss to Friendswood. Friendswood just lost last week, and playoffs continue. The Foster Falcons are really cutting a path through the football playoffs. They've won all three games so far, and they've been by high scores. They scored 70 in one game, 55 last week. I think the first week they scored in the 50s as well, so we'll have to watch the Foster Falcons in the playoffs.
And that was a team that came and shined this year. It looks like they might come and get district state champs.
We'll see. Certainly be neat to have two back-to-back 5A champs from the same school district. George Ranch did it last year, and we'll see if the Falcons can pull it off this year. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineups in tonight's game. You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
Back at George Ranch High School and Longhorns Gymnasium for this non-district game between the Tompkins High School Falcons and the George Ranch Longhorns. Here's the starting lineup for the Falcons tonight. A junior, a 6'5 junior, Emmanuel White. Another starter, 6'0 senior, Josh Williams. 6'3 junior, CJ Washington. 6'5 junior, Jamal Bienemy. And a 6'8 junior, Kristen Joland. So it is White, Williams, Washington, Bienemy, and Joland, the starting five for Robert Sanders Club. They're 4-3 in the non-district season. And the starters for George Ranch, Darren has those.
Number one, Dylan Luce. He's a senior. Junior Marvis Odaya, number 23. Senior Jamarcus Taylor, number 32. Junior McKinley Harris, number 41. And senior Quentin Morris, number 25. And again, the lineup is Dylan Luce, Marvis Odaya, Jamarcus Taylor, McKinley Harris, and Quentin Morris.
All right, those are the starting five for Charlie Jones. Longhorns are 2-2 on the season in that JV game that just finished up here at Longhorns Gymnasium. It was Tompkins 40 and George Ranch 38. And we'll try and get the freshman scores from next door, pass those along to you as well. Take another break here. When we come back, we'll have our national anthem and the opening tip-off between the George Ranch Longhorns and the Tompkins High School Falcons. You're listening to Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Their logo is the letter F with the number 2 on top. That stands for Fuquay Financial. And their motto is this: caring exponentially about wealth management, corporate benefits, and life insurance. Hey, it's Michelle Fisher. Fuquay Financial LLC is a Sugar Land-based company owned and operated by my friend and native Texan, Doug Fuquay. Doug founded Fuquay Financial 13 years ago and provides sound financial advice to a broad range of clients. His goals are simple: provide his clients with sound financial advice that's easy to understand, and provide investment content and tools that are easy to use. To learn more, visit the company's website at fuquayfinancial.com. Securities, insurance, and advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Additional insurance services offered through Fuquay Financial, which is not affiliated with SagePoint Financial Inc.
This is Don McGee with the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. The mission of the Athletic Booster Club is to provide support and service to all of the athletic programs at George Ranch through fundraising, volunteerism, and scholarships. This year, we need to raise the bar as our school enters the UIL 6A division. We need 100% participation from our families and community to accomplish our goals. To join the ABC as a family member or business sponsor, go to grhsabc.com and click the Join Now link. You will also find a number of other valuable resources at our website. Go Horns!
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at Longhorn Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School, this is live Longhorns basketball, varsity basketball at George Ranch High School. Our first opportunity to see the Longhorns this year. They are 2-2. They won ball games against Lamar Consolidated to open the season, and they beat Maid Creek 80-45 last week. But sandwiched in between those two wins were losses to the Terry Rangers in a wild ball game at the home of the Rangers, 71-70, and then a 10-point loss to Fort Bend Austin in game 3 of the season. The Falcons are 4-3. They beat Kincaid, the Woodlands, Dawson, and Hastings, while dropping games to Flower Mound, Atascocita, and Manville. Robert Sanders Club plays in 19-6A. George Ranch, of course, in 23-6A. And they are encountering all of these 6A teams this year as they get going in a new district at a new level in 2016-2017. Teams are finishing their warm-ups. The Falcons have left the floor. George Ranch now throwing up a couple more shots, and then they're on their way to the bench to talk to Charlie Jones. And we're about 30 seconds away from high school basketball here at George Ranch High School. Let me give you the starters again as the PA announcer does that here for the Tompkins High School Falcons. It's Emmanuel White, Josh Williams, C.J. Washington, Jamal Bieniemy, and Kristen Jolin. And we'll bring you the others after our national anthem.
Harold & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harold & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harold & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS High Radio. Woo!
Darren Bradby and Tom Tarando back at Longhorns Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School. And the starting five for Charlie Jones being announced here by our PA announcer. It's Dylan Luce, Marvis Odiah, Quentin Morris, Jamarcus Taylor, and McKinley Harris for the George Ranch Longhorns. And as we said before, the national anthem for the Falcons, it's Emmanuel White, Josh Williams, C.J. Washington, Jamal Bieniemy, and Kristen Jolin for Robert Sanders Club. George Ranch will have its hands full with some of the big men that Robert Sanders is putting out on the court, a 6'8 junior, a 6'5 junior, and another 6'5 junior jumping up for George Ranch is McKinley Harris and Kristen Joland. And the ball goes up, and we are underway. The tip goes to Dylan Luce for George Ranch. Luce out on top. The give is to Taylor. Taylor puts up his shot. It's no good. Rebounded by the Falcons. Into the corner now to Jamal Bienemy, and he walked with the basketball. First turnover of the ball game. Dylan Luce on the left side to Quinton Morris. Long three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the Falcons. Up top with the basketball is C.J. Washington, being guarded by Dylan Luce. Washington stolen away by Jamarcus Taylor. Taylor tries a layup. It's blocked from behind. And we're coming down the other way. Tompkins with the basketball. Jolin wants the ball, gets it over here in the near corner, gives way to Emmanuel White. And White throws it in the middle, stolen away by Dylan Luce. Luce with the layup, he can't make it drop. And that goes out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. And that's the first Longhorn turnover of the ball game. Both schools very cold, trying to find the bottom of the net. This one inbounded by the Falcons. A dish out on the side to Emmanuel White. He drives the basket. No good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Dylan Luce at the top of the key to Morris on the left side. Now all the way around the horn to Marvis Odaya. Odaya gives way and the ball to Quinton Morris out top. And he hits. Quinton Morris with the first 2 points of the basketball game. Drive on the basket by Jamal Bienemy. And that one is off. And it then hits the leg of Joland and goes out of bounds. Another turnover for the Falcons. And Dylan Luce will bring it up with 6:15 left in the first quarter. George Ranch leads it 2-0. In the corner to Quinton Morris. Morris drives on the basket. Out to Luce. And to Marvis Odaya, who puts up the three-pointer. And that is good. George Ranch 5. And the Falcons, nothing. Give now to Josh Williams. Williams being guarded by Quinton Morris. And he lets go a layup. Goes over the top of the rim. Rebounded by George Ranch. Rebound pulled down by Odaya. Into the left corner to Quinton Morris. Now, turnaround jumper is good by McKinley Harris. And Robert Sanders has seen enough. He'll call a timeout with 5:36 left in the first quarter. George Ranch 7 and the Tompkin Falcons nothing.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Well, Darren, George Ranch and the Falcons couldn't put one in the hoop, and then George Ranch got it going with a jump shot by Quinton Morris, and then a three-pointer by Odaya, and another basket by McKinley Harris, and the Longhorns are up 7-0.
And we see that GR is sticking with the shooting game because going in the paint isn't looking so good right now.
All right, Jamal Bienemy with the basketball. He's guarded by Marvis Odaya. Odaya pushes Bienemy way out. He tries to drive, gives way on the basketball. Finally, a jump shot drops by Josh Williams. It's 7-2, Longhorns. Drive on the basket by Quinton Morris. Puts up the left-hander. No good. Rebounded by the Falcons. And they're coming down hard on the basket. Bienemy over to Jolin. He puts it up. No good. And it's taken back by the Longhorns. It was tipped out front, but Quinton Morris has the basketball. He's way out top. Now to the right corner to Marvis Odiah. Odiah with the jump shot. No good. Off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Dylan Luce. George Ranch will get another opportunity at the basket. Luce, the right and now left-hand dribble. And a foul is called way up top. That's a foul on Jamal Bienemy, his first. 4:29 left in the first quarter. George Ranch leads by 5, 7-2. Quinton Morris inbounds it to Dylan Luce, way out top near the top of the key, between the key and the circle. He puts up a left-hander, no good, a little bit short, bounded by Tompkins. Josh Williams with the basketball. He's guarded by Odiah. He drives a hoop and puts it in. Basket by Josh Williams. He's got 4 points. And the Longhorn lead cut down to 3, 7-4. Long one by Marvis Odiah. No good. Rebounded by the Longhorns. Quinton Morris puts up the three-pointer. That's no good. Rebounded by the Falcon. George Ranch getting only one shot at the basket. And a travel called by C.J. or on C.J. Washington. Now let's see. No, a blocking foul now called against Marvis Odiah, his first. Inbounding under the basket is Bienemy. He finally gets it way down court, and it's corralled down there by C.J. Washington. Jamarcus Taylor on Washington. Washington drives the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Rebound by McKinley Harris. Down court to Harris. In the corner to Jamarcus Taylor. Taylor puts up the jump shot, no good. Joland with the rebound. Here come the Falcons driving right toward us here at Longhorns Gymnasium. And the running layup is good by Josh Williams. He's got 6 points. The Falcons have 6 points. And George Ranch's lead is cut down to 1. In the left corner to Quinton Morris. Morris drives a basket, tries to leave it for Jamarcus Taylor. And that's intercepted, a turnover by George Ranch. And one of the Longhorns knocks it out of bounds. And Tompkins will inbound it across court near the George Ranch cheering section. Jackson Sanders in the ball game now for the Falcons. Long jump shot put up by Bienemy. No good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Here comes Noah Thomason with the basketball. He's in for Charlie Jones. That's stolen away by the Falcons. Get the ball up top. Driving layup attempt is no good by Alex Chiwanga. And Chiwanga is fouled by George Ranch. Fouled by Chukwana Agbana, his first. Inbound under the basket by the Falcons. Bienemy gets the ball back after he gets it in. He drives on the hoop, no good. Blocked partially and taken by Marvis Odiah. And that one is intercepted by the Falcons and then knocked out of bounds by Tompkins. So George Ranch will end up with the basketball. Longhorns taking it out on the far side. McKinley Harris gets it in. Noah Thomason, a 6'1 sophomore, with the basketball to Quinton Morris on the left side. Back to Thomason. Now to Charles Smith for George Ranch. Smith in the right corner. Gives it to Marvis Odiah. He drives on the basket. And he's fouled. Foul is whistled against 24, Jamal Bienemy, his on the night. And at the free throw line, Marvis Odiah. He hit a three-pointer earlier in the first quarter. First free throw opportunity, no good. George Ranch still leads by a point, 7-6, 1:53 left in the first quarter. 6'4 senior Marvis Odaya hits that free throw. George Ranch 8 and the Falcons 6. Sanders with the basketball, gives it to Josh Williams. He drives on the basket and a foul whistled against Chukwuna Agbana, his second for George Ranch. At the free throw line, Josh Williams has all 6 points, now 7 for the Falcons. He drains that free throw. He'll get another. 8-7, George Ranch. 1:44 left in the first quarter. And Darren, both of these teams are running up and down the court early on here.
It's a very fast-paced game, and both teams are showing aggressiveness starting early on.
Josh Williams puts up the second one. It's as good as the first one. He's got all 8 points, and that ties it up at 8. Quinton Morris with the basketball. Little press here now by the Falcons. He gets it. Morris gets it down to Agbana. He puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Josh Williams. He tries to drive the baseline, and he throws it in, hits the bottom of the backboard, goes out of bounds. That's a turnover for the Falcons. 5 turnovers for Tompkins High. Quinton Morris will inbound. He gets it in to Noah Thomason. Thomason to Dylan Luce. Back to Thomason. They break the press. Now Marvis Odaya. Dylan Luce on the right side puts up a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Thomason. Another Marvis Odaya three-pointer. That's no good. Ash Williams. Williams comes down, gives way, and the basketball to Jackson Sanders. Sanders back to Williams. Williams' three-pointer is good. And the Falcons now lead George Ranch 11-8. All 11 points scored by Josh Williams. To Dylan Luce at the top of the key. Luce threads his way through and puts up the layup. That's good, and a foul. I didn't catch who the foul was on.
I think it was on Cameron Barlow, number one.
All right. Cameron Barlow with his first foul at the free throw line. Dylan Luce. His layup was good. It's 11-10 Falcons. And Luce's free throw is no good. Bounds out to the right. Rebounded by the Falcons. 32 seconds left in the first quarter. At the top of the key, Josh Williams with the basketball. He's a 6 foot senior. He's guarded way on top by Noah Thomason. Thomason pushes him even further towards the tip-off circle. Williams now on the drive, gives it over here in the corner to Emmanuel White. Puts up a jumper, no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Noah Thomason with the rebound to Quinton Morris. Three-pointer is no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. It's the Tompkins High School Falcons 11 and George Ranch 10. You're listening to George Ranch High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
This is Don McGee with the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. The mission of the Athletic Booster Club is to provide support and service to all of the athletic programs at George Ranch through fundraising, volunteerism, and scholarships. This year, we need to raise the bar as our school enters the UIL 6A division. We need 100% participation from our families and community to accomplish our goals. To join the ABC as a family member or business sponsor, go to grhsabc.com and click the Join Now link. You will also find a number of other valuable resources at our website. Go Horns!
You know, Darren, not too hard to read the scoring stats, especially for Tompkins High. All 11 points scored by Josh Williams for George Ranch. Dylan Luce with 2, 4 by Marvis Odaya, 2 each for Quinton Morris and McKinley Harris for George Ranch. And the Longhorns down by a point as we start quarter number 2. They're down 11-10. And the ball is inbounded new player in, C.J. Washington, back in. He was a starter for Robert Sanders' club. He's back in the ballgame now. Guarded out top by Marvis Odaya. Now over here to Emmanuel White. White to Jolin, way out top to Josh Williams. And the jump shot is on its way by White. It's no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Dylan Luce has it. Gives it in the corner to Quinton Morris. Back out top to Dylan Luce. He backtracks just a little bit on his dribble. Good defense by Tompkins High. Here's a jump shot by Agbana, or by McKinley Harris, rather. That is out, in and out of the basket. Here comes Josh Williams. He puts up a jumper, and he misses that one. That's a rare miss for Josh Williams. Ball scuffled around, and now a jump shot is good by Christian Jolin. And the lead expands to 3 points, 13-10, 6:54 left in the second quarter. Marvis Odaya has the basketball at the free throw line. Drives the basket, puts up a left-handed runner, and that's no good. And a foul whistled under the basket
by McKinley
Harris. That's his first. George Ranch, four team fouls. Tompkins High with three. Jolin with a long jump shot. That's no good. Rebounded by Quinton Morris. Morris has the white headband on tonight for George Ranch with the white uniforms and the maroon numbers. Tompkins with the deep red uniforms and white numbers and white lettering on their jerseys. Jump shot put up by Dylan Luce, and he was fouled. Luce with a couple points. Puts up the first free throw. That's no good. In for George Ranch, Jordan Johnson, 5'7", senior for Charlie Jones. Dylan Luce, a left-handed shooter, puts up that second free throw. It's good. And it's 13-11. Falcons by two. Here they come. C.J. Washington with the basketball to Josh Williams. He's guarded out top by Quinton Morris. The give to Emmanuel White. White drives on the basket, has it slapped away by George Ranch. Jordan Johnson with the basketball all the way across court to Dylan Luce. At the free throw line to Quinton Morris. He leaves it for McKinley Harris. Harris's jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Quinton Morris. To Dylan Luce, who heads inside the lane, puts up a jump shot, no good. Rebounded by the Falcons. Emmanuel White with the basketball. He's guarded out top by Jamarcus Taylor. Now he drives the basket, and that's no good. It rims in and out. Dylan Luce with the rebound and the basketball to Quinton Morris in the left corner. Back out top to Jordan Johnson. And a foul is...
It was a turnover on Jordan Johnson.
The official made some kind of indication by number, but it is a turnover. And so Tompkins with the basketball. Here's the drive at the basket by C.J. Washington, and he gives it out top to Josh Williams. Williams drives the basket, and it's blocked out of bounds by Quinton Morris. Josh Williams with 11 points, all in the first quarter. Two here in the second quarter by Christian Jolin. Tompkins having a little trouble getting it in. He got it in to Williams. Went off Williams' hands. Apparently off a Longhorn as well and out of bounds. Tompkins will inbound again. And this one is slapped out of bounds by Noah Thomason. And they'll do it again. Josh Williams this time on the far side in front of the George Ranch section. They get the basketball in. C.J. Washington drives. He's being guarded by Jordan Johnson. Now in the corner to Josh Williams. Little jump shot is no good. Rebounded by Jolin. He puts it in, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against McKinley Harris, his second on the night. Jolin's fourth point of the night. That expands the Falcons' lead to four, 15-11. First free throw, only free throw on its way. It's good. And Jolin now with 5 points, all in the second quarter, and that's the lead that Tompkins has, 16-11. George Ranch finally gets it over the timeline. Out top to Johnson. Johnson in the left corner to Noah Thomason. Now a jump shot by McKinley Harris. No good. Rebound and putback is good by Chukwuma Agbana. His first 2 points of the night. George Ranch within three, 16-13. Jump shot put up by the Falcons. No good. Big rebound by Agbana. He gets it ahead to Jordan Johnson. Johnson leaves it for Jamarcus Taylor. Taylor to Quinton Morris on the right side. Back out top to Jordan Johnson. Johnson around the free throw line. Now looks and finds Noah Thomason. Thomason gives it in the left corner to Quinton Morris. Morris, couple spin moves. Now a drive on the basket. No good. His shot bounced around twice on the rim and came out. And was knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. It'll be Falcons basketball. All right, here come the Falcons. 3:36 left before halftime. Falcons lead by three, 16-13. Josh Williams with the three-pointer, and that's good. Williams with 14 points. And the lead is now 6, 19-13. On the far side, Noah Thomason brings it up for George Ranch to the top of the key and then over in the left corner to Quinton Morris. Jump shot by Marvis Odiah from the top of the key. No good. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Falcons. George Ranch will inbound in front of the Longhorn fans on the far side. Inbound will be by Noah Thomason to Dylan Luce at the top of the key. Luce in the corner to Noah Thomason. Dribbles around his defender and then gets it on the far side to Marvis Odiah. Odiah between his legs with the dribble. Same with Dylan Luce. Back to Odiah on the right side. Marvis looks for a chance to get in. Now in the corner, and a three-pointer on its way. No good by Thomason, but he's fouled. He should get three free throws for that. Foul whistled against Jamal Bienemy. And book, that's his third personal foul. At the free throw line, Noah Thomason. Thomason, a 6'1 sophomore for Charlie Jones. First free throw on its way and no good. He's a left-handed shooter just like Dylan Luce. Next one on its way. That one is no good. Same place. Fell off the left side of the rim. And his third free throw is on its way. And when one of your players gets fouled on a three-pointer, you're expecting more than one or two free throws, but he didn't make any. Ball goes out top, drive on the basket by McKinley Harris, and he's fouled. At the free throw line, McKinley Harris. His first free throw is off the rim, no good. And every time one of those free throws goes off the rim, Charlie Jones cringes a little bit. Longhorns could use all of those. This second one is good.
And who fouled McKinley?
If I'm not mistaken, it was Alex Chiwangwa.
Okay, thank you.
And a lane violation. So, again, Harris puts up a shot, and that one falls. It's now 19-15. And a three-pointer on its way, and good by Sanders. 22-15. George Ranch gets a couple points, and then the Falcons come back with a three-pointer and erase that. This one is thrown away, intercepted by the Falcons. Drive on the basket is no good by C.J. Washington, rebounded by George Ranch. Dylan Luce with the basketball on the left side in the corner to McKinley Harris. Harris drives on the basket, loses it, gets it back, tries to put it up, and he's fouled. Foul is on 32, Christian Jolin, his first. And back at the free throw line is McKinley Harris. Harris with 4 points. And it stays at four as that first one hits the front of the rim and falls away. We'll total up these free throws at halftime, but it's not good. George Ranch has made 2, 3, 4 of them out of probably 12 shots. And that has to pick up, no doubt. And again, Harris misses that free throw off the front of the rim, pulling up short on those. 1:48 left before halftime. Drive on the basket by C.J. Williams. And that one is no good. C.J. Washington, rather, no good. Rebounded by George Ranch in the corner. Here's Quinton Morris with the jump shot, no good. And a fight for the ball. Last touch by the Falcons. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. In comes Jamarcus Taylor. And McKinley Harris checks out for George Ranch. Dylan Luce slaps the basketball under the George Ranch basket. Out to Quinton Morris. Three-pointer on its way, and that's good by Quinton Morris. He's got 5, and the Falcon lead is down to 4, 22-18. Here comes Tompkins High School. And he traveled with the basketball, did Josh Williams. How many turnovers we got for Tompkins? 6?
6 turnovers and 3 turnovers for George Ranch.
All right. Luce with the basketball. Heads to the right side to Quinton Morris. Back to Dylan Luce. To the left side to Marvis Odiah. Odiah finds Quinton Morris at the top of the key. Now Dylan Luce is in the corner. Back to Quinton. Jump shot from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by the Falcons. Less than a minute to play before halftime. Tompkins High School leads 22-18 in this non-district basketball game at George Ranch High School. Josh Williams holds the basketball way out top. He's guarded out there by Quinton Morris. Now he sends it over to C.J. Washington. Washington guarded by Jamarcus Taylor. Back to Williams. It's intercepted by George Ranch and then thrown away on their end of the court. And the Falcons have it back. And Josh Williams has it with 10 seconds left before halftime. Williams being guarded by Quinton Morris. Stolen away by George Ranch. Here comes Dylan Luce. Puts up a jump shot. It is no good. Off the back of the rim. Looked like it had a chance on the second bounce. Wouldn't fall through. And we're at halftime. It's Tompkins, 22, and George Ranch, 18. We'll break for some messages. When we come back, we'll have the first half scoring with Darren. You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you.
The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, is a professional corporation founded in 2002 by CPA Cindy Saha. Cindy's business philosophy is simple. Your CPA firm should provide more than tax preparation services once a year. At Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, she'll take care of all of your accounting, bookkeeping, and tax planning needs and provide friendly, professional support all year long. As your trusted business advisor, she and her staff will also help you make smart financial decisions so your business will continue to grow and be profitable. That's Cynthia Seidel Saha, CPA, 19901 Southwest Freeway in Sugar Land. You can phone the office at 281-635-1619 or find them on the web at sugarlandcpa.com. Back at Longhorns Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School, I'm Tom Tarando alongside Darren Bradby. And Darren, free throws were just about what we thought. George Ranch made 4 of 13 free throws, so they missed 9 of them, and they're only losing in the ballgame by 4. So even if they made half of those free throws, we'd be all tied up here at halftime. What do you got for scoring?
For the George Ranch Longhorns, I have Dylan Luce with 3 points, Marvis Odiah with 4, Jamarcus Taylor with nothing, McKinley Harris with 4, Quinton Morris with 5, and Chukwana Ogbana with 2 points, leading them out with the 18 points that they have. For Tompkins, I have 13 points for Josh Williams. For Christian Jollett, I have 6. And Jackson Sanders, I have 3, having them leading the game with 22 on the way out to halftime.
Tompkins did it even, 11 points in the first quarter, 11 points in the second quarter to get their 22. George Ranch with 10 in the first quarter and 8 in quarter number 2. And free throws a real killer for George Ranch. They took the fouls off the board, the team fouls. We have Marvis Odiah with 1, 2 for Ogbana, and 2 for McKinley Harris. Cameron Barlow has 1 for the Falcons, as does Alex Chawanga, 3 for Jamal Bieniemy, and 1 for Christian Jolin. I think I may have missed a personal foul in there. I'm not sure, but the only person really in foul trouble for the Falcons is Bieniemy with 3, and then George Ranch has Ogbana and McKinley Harris with 2 each. Take another break here. When we come back, we'll talk more about the first half. It was a really fast first half, huh, Darren?
Yeah, it was fast pace, and the ball was just going everywhere around the court, and honestly, it was kind of hard to keep up at sometimes, but George Ranch is really sticking it in, and we're seeing how they're holding up against this team, and they're looking pretty good.
The good thing for George Ranch, Josh Williams cooled off. He had all 11 points that Tompkins had in the first quarter, And then he only scored a three-pointer in the second quarter, giving him 14 for the game. But then the scoring started to spread out a little bit. Christian Jolin, 6'8 Christian Jolin, had 5 points, two baskets, and a free throw. On George Ranch's side, a little bit more scoring from some of the other players. In the first quarter, Marvis Odai had four, and then two each by Quinton Morris, McKinley Harris, and two by Dylan Luce. In the second quarter, the ball's being spread around a little bit more. Quinton Morris had a three-pointer and some free throws by McKinley Harris, and a basket and a free throw by Dylan Luce. So a bit more scoring by the Longhorns. We promised you a message. We'll get to that now when we come back. Talk a little bit more about the second half. You're listening to George Ranch High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
You can order that legacy yearbook from Balfour.com, www.balfour.com, Balfour.com, and get online, order your yearbook. Base price is $75, and then you can add all sorts of things to the cover, your name, a nameplate, some icons to represent your athletic and other extracurricular activities at George Ranch, and then your book will be delivered to you in the springtime right there at the ranch. That's www.balfour.com. Order your George Ranch Legacy Yearbook today.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Huntin Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntingroup.com. It's the Huntin Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Let me bring you up to date on our broadcast plans for the next few weeks. We'll be back here next Tuesday night, December 6th, Cinco Ranch is here at George Ranch for a 7:30 tip-off. That means we'll be on the air at 7:20, about 10 minutes before tip-off is our broadcast schedule this year. And we'll be on the air at 7:20, 7:30 tip-off next Tuesday night. Then the following Tuesday, it's George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns basketball. They'll be hosting Elsick at 7 o'clock here at the ranch. That means we're on the air at 6:50 on December 13th for women's basketball here at George Ranch. Next Tuesday night, Cinco Ranch here at George Ranch. And then the following Tuesday, Elsick comes into Longhorns Gymnasium in Lady Longhorns basketball. Just about ready to start the third quarter. Tompkins leads it by 4. 22-18. And the Longhorns will be coming right towards us here in the second half. Dylan Luce with the basketball. Down low, and the reverse layup is good by McKinley Harris. Good start for George Ranch in the third quarter. Reverse layup by McKinley Harris. On the left side to C.J. Washington. Washington guarded way out top by Dylan Luce. He drives into the right corner. And turns it over. He traveled with the basketball. George Ranch has it. Dylan Luce directs traffic. He comes across the timeline. Gives it to Quinton Morris. Now Marvis Odaya here on the left side to Quinton Morris. Back to Dylan Luce. Luce fakes a shot. Now a runner in the lane. No good. Rebounded by the Falcons. Down low to Jamal Bienemy, who lays it up and in. First 2 points of the night for Jamal. 24-20. Falcons lead it by four. Quinton Morris with the basketball. Down low and good by McKinley Harris. He was all alone under the basket. Quinton Morris found him down there. And George Ranch down by two, 24-22. The enemy with the basketball, guarded by Quinton Morris. Now to Josh Williams. Williams on the way in, and he's fouled by Dylan Luce. That's Dylan's first personal foul. First team foul of the second half. Josh Williams tried to make a shot out of it, maybe get a couple free throws, but referees wouldn't have that. Tompkins takes it out of bounds from underneath their own basket, threw it all the way down to George Ranch's part of the court.
I wonder if that's a technique for them, because we've seen that once before, and maybe it's just the adjustment to GR's defense.
Yeah, maybe so. Long one is good by Christian Jolin. He's got 8 points. That was a three-pointer. And Tompkins stretches the lead to five, 27-22. Yeah, we've seen them do that several times where they're right under their own basket, but they throw it well past center court just to kind of get acclimated and get going. And a foul whistled underneath by underneath the basket. The foul is on Jamarcus Taylor, his first. Ball is inbounded by the Falcons. C.J. Washington with the basketball. 5:55 left in the third quarter. Falcons by five, 27-22. This one down low, stolen away by George Ranch. Good hands by Jamarcus Taylor to grab the basketball. Dylan Luce has it on the far side. He directs some traffic underneath to Quinton Morris to Dylan Luce. Three-pointer on its way, in and out, and rebounded by Harris, and he's fouled.
We've really seen him step up this quarter, too. This half, actually.
And the foul is on Emmanuel White, his first. You're right. He has really taken control here. First free throw is good. He's got 9 points on the night. Five here in the third quarter. And that second free throw, no good. Rebounded by the Falcons. Josh Williams on the drive, and that one is swatted away and out of bounds by Quinton Morris.
We see George Ranch's defense getting a little bit more aggressive each time they go down there.
I'll tell you what, that is the second time that Quinton Morris has swatted one out of bounds that Josh Williams tried to lay in. So I'm surprised he did that again. This one, a clean layup by C.J. Washington, his first 2 points of the night. George Ranch with the basketball to Dylan Luce, over to Marvis Odaya. Odaya measuring a three-pointer, lets it go. That one is no good. Rebounded by Jolin. C.J. McKinley Harris had it for a moment, but it was taken away by Jolin, and now out top to C.J. Washington. Washington drives the lane. That one is tipped, and tipped off of Washington and out of bounds. That was a good play by Jamarcus Taylor. He got a hand on the ball, tipped it off of Washington, out of bounds, and George Ranch has it.
As we've seen, the way Taylor hit the ball, it just stayed in Washington's hand, and it gave GR the ball back.
All right, at the top of the key, Noah Thomason with the ball. Three-pointer on its way by Dylan Luce. Rebounded by the Longhorns, stolen away by the Falcons. Another turnover for George Ranch. A spin move to the basket by Jamal Bienemy. And that is in for the Falcons.
It was a dunk by number 32, Christian Jolin.
Jolin has 5 points in the third quarter. He's got 10 on the night, including that jam. One of the Falcons is down, and we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have more high school basketball from Longhorns Gymnasium on GRHSI Radio.
This is Don McGee with the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. The mission of the Athletic Booster Club is to provide support and service to all of the athletic programs at George Ranch through fundraising, volunteerism, and scholarships. This year, we need to raise the bar as our school enters the UIL 6A division. We need 100% participation from our families and community to accomplish our goals. To join the ABC as a family member or business sponsor, go to grhsabc.com and click the Join Now link. You will also find a number of other valuable resources at our website. Go Horns!
That's Don McGee, president of the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. Back at George Ranch, 4:11 left in the third quarter, and the lead now by the Falcons is 8, 31-23. Didn't think it was possible, but the tempo of the ball game seems to have picked up even more here in the third quarter.
And we see that Tompkins has picked up 9 points just this quarter, and George Ranch has only picked up 5 by McKinley Harris. So if GR steps up the defense a little bit more and gets even more aggressive than they already played, I feel like they can come back, and this will be an even closer ball game than we see now.
Well, you're right about McKinley Harris. He went into the locker room at halftime with 4 points. He's got 5 here in the third quarter alone. So he's got 9 on the ball game. But he's been hitting the boards for rebounds and making some steals and really doing a good job in holding on to the basketball for the Longhorns.
We've seen him step up this half, and it looks like Tompkins is having a hard time kind of holding him, too, because we see him get open in the corner for a second, and then he tries to cut in, and that's when it gets hectic.
All right, there was a kind of a damp spot at one point near the midcourt stripe, but that's been taken care of, and we're back ready to play. Will be the Falcons basketball. They lead by 8 with 4:11 left in the third quarter. Ahead now to Emmanuel White. White being guarded by Noah Thomason. Stolen away by Quinton Morris. Finally gets a handle on the basketball. Over to Jamarcus Taylor. To Morris, to Dylan Luce, right in front of us here. To Quinton Morris on the far side, Dylan Luce out top. Luce drives the basket, dumps it off to Quinton Morris. Morris's shot is no good, but a foul whistled against Alex Chiwanga, his second on the night. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. Ball is in. to Jamarcus Taylor, to Dylan Luce. Luce in the far corner. Noah Thomason with the ball. Gives way to Dylan Luce. Luce looking over here. Gets it to Quentin Morris. Morris gets it in to McKinley Harris. Turnaround jump shot is good. Harris with 7 points here in the third quarter. 11 on the night. George Ranch within six, 31-25. A drive on the basket by Williams. That's knocked away. And stolen right back by the Falcons. Williams puts up a jump shot, but he was fouled by Dylan Luce. That's Dylan's second foul on the night. Three team fouls for George Ranch in the second half. Two by the Falcons. Falcons looking to inbound it. Sanders finally sends it way down court, as they normally do, to Reed Riddell, who's in the ballgame now for the Falcons. The give is to Josh Williams. He's being guarded by Marvis Odiah. Over to Emmanuel White. Into Jolin. Jolin at the free throw line. Gives it to a streaking C.J. Washington, who puts it up. No good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Dylan Luce in the lane. Puts up a shot, but he traveled. Dylan Luce checks out. Quentin Morris is back in. Now Jackson Sanders comes in. Emmanuel White goes out for the Falcons. The inbound is to C.J. Washington. Washington dribbles it off his foot, gets control back of the basketball. Now he drives the lane, puts up the left-handed thing, and a dunk. Again by Jolin on the rebound. He is 6'8", and he plays that way. He really slammed that one down just like the other one.
And it's not like it was open either. It was right on top of the George Ranch defender, just like the first one.
Harris drove the basket. He was fouled. First free throw is no good. He'll get another. Falcons have expanded the lead to 10, 35-25. Now it's down to 9. McKinley Harris hits that second free throw. Stolen away by Quentin Morris, or Marvis Odiah, rather. Odiah heads in. He is fouled. No basket. Reed Riddell with the foul, his first. And at the free throw line, Marvis Odiah. Odiah with 4 points so far on the night. First free throw hits in and comes out. Drake Dusick is in. First time we've called his name tonight. Jolin takes a breather. Second free throw by Odiah is good. Marvis with 5 points, and the lead is 8. And once again, there's some moisture on the court. So they're going to take care of that before play resumes. George Ranch has 9 points in the third quarter, 8 by McKinley Harris, and 1, the free throw by Marvis Odiah. Here is the inbound. Williams with the basketball, being guarded by Jamarcus Taylor. Here's a jump shot by Sanders, and that's good. Jackson Sanders with another three-pointer. He's got 6 points. To Quinton Morris in the near corner. Back out top to Marvis Odiah. To Noah Thomason. Thomason being guarded by Williams. Now out top to Quinton Morris. Morris is going to try the other side. Gets it to Harris. Harris back out to Marvis Odiah. Odiah drives a basket. No good. He wanted a foul. Didn't get one. Josh Williams with the running jump shot, and that's good. And timeout is called by Charlie Jones. It is a Tompkins High School Falcons 40 and George Ranch 27. We'll take a break here. We'll be right back. You're listening to George Ranch High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
Ball is inbounded by the Falcons. They take the shot. No good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Here's Quinton Morris on the drive. Gives it down low to Adrian Richard. And a jump ball is called. And the possession goes to the Falcons. ...37 seconds left in the third quarter. George Ranch down by 13. 40 to 27. Inbound to Williams. It's slapped away. Taken by George Ranch. Given out top to Darian Westbrook, who's in for George Ranch. Here's a shot by Noah Thomason. No good. The follow-up is good by Jamarcus Taylor. Jamarcus' first 2 points of the night. Here come the Falcons on the drive. C.J. Washington with the reverse layup. That's no good, but he's fouled. That's McKinley Harris's third personal foul. At the line, C.J. Washington, he's got 2 points. Those came in the third quarter. And that first free throw is no good. Bounds off the rim to the right side. Tolu Wandy is in for George Ranch. Jamarcus Taylor with the breather. Second free throw upcoming by Washington. That one is no good as well. Rebounded by George Ranch. Noah Thomason with the basketball. To Quinton Morris on the far side. Morris with the three-pointer. That's no good at the buzzer. So at the end of three quarters of play, it is the Falcons 40 and George Ranch 29. You're listening to Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
George Ranch got outscored 18 to 11 in that third quarter, as the Falcons really picked it up in the third quarter, Darren.
Yeah, the Falcons stepped it up. It wasn't only Williams scoring. They shared it this time, and we've seen some nice contact plays, and they just really stepped it up.
All right, we're in the last quarter of play here at Longhorns Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School. Quinton Morris with the ball. He gives it to McKinley Harris. The jump shot is no good. Rebounded by Reed Riddell. Riddell with the basketball out top in the corner to Sanders. Sanders spins, forgets to dribble, and they call him for traveling.
That's three turnovers for Thompson in the second half. GR has two.
...40-29, George Ranch down by 11. In the corner to Ogbonna. Tries to get it out top to Morris. It's knocked out of bounds by the Falcons. George Ranch will inbound. Darian Westbrook will do that. Westbrook is a 5'9 senior. Gets it into another senior, Dylan Luce. Luce to Quinton Morris. To Westbrook. Back to Dylan Luce. He checks the corner. Can't get it in there. Westbrook with a three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Jolin. C.J. Washington with the basketball. Now Sanders with the three-pointer. That's no good. To Dylan Luce in the corner to Westbrook. He puts up a three-pointer. It hits off the rim. No good. Rebound by Sanders. Gives the basketball to Josh Williams. Williams walks it across the center stripe. In the corner to Washington. Washington to the far corner now to Williams. Now out top to Sanders. Puts up the three-pointer. No good. Tipped around. And finally out of bounds. And it'll be Longhorns basketball. Another turnover for the Falcons. Here comes Dylan Luce. Wants to get it to Quinton Morris. Now he does get it over here on the near side to Quinton. Now out top to McKinley Harris. To Ogbonna in the far corner. And he has trouble getting the basketball. And finally, it goes out of bounds and given back to the Falcons. Falcons by 11, 5:50 left in the ball game. Foul whistled against Quinton Morris. That's his first on the night. Quinton with 5 points, one personal foul. Back in the ball game, Jamarcus Taylor. Checking out is Jaquana Ogbonna. Williams inbounds it, gets it in to Emmanuel White, who gives it to a streaking Williams. Williams finds somebody else closer to the basket. Can't get it to drop. Now out top to C.J. Washington. Inside. And a drive on the basket. And it's good. Washington with the give and go. He gets the basket. And there's a foul. Foul whistled against Quinton Morris again. Morris is second. Now the missed free throw and a putback by Jolin. That's points number 13 and 14 for Christian Dolan. Jolin. Longhorns put up a shot. It's rebounded by Jolin, and he throws it away on the far end. Timeout on the court. It's the Tompkins High School Falcons 44 and George Ranch 29. You're listening to High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Their logo is the letter F with the number 2 on top. That stands for Fuquay Financial. And their motto is this: caring exponentially about wealth management, corporate benefits, and life insurance. Hey, it's Michelle Fisher. Fuquay Financial LLC is a Sugar Land-based company owned and operated by my friend and native Texan, Doug Fuquay. Doug founded Fuquay Financial 13 years ago and provides sound financial advice to a broad range of clients. His goals are simple: provide his clients with sound financial advice that's easy to understand, and provide investment content and tools that are easy to use. To learn more, visit the company's website at fuquayfinancial.com. Securities, insurance, and advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Additional insurance services offered through Fuquay Financial, which is not affiliated with SagePoint Financial, Inc.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at Longhorns Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School. I'm Tom Tarando. He's Darren Bradby. And we're in quarter number four here at George Ranch. Longhorns down by 15 to the Falcons. Dylan Luce with the basketball on the far side to Noah Thomason out top. Back to Dylan Luce. Luce to Quinton Morris. Now to Thomason. Little short jumper is no good off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Quinton Morris. Gives it back to Thomason. The running jump shot, no good. The tip underneath by Jamarcus Taylor is no good. And the rebound goes to the Falcon. Williams with the running jump shot, no good. Rebounded by McKinley Harris for George Ranch. To Noah Thomason, to Dylan Luce. On the far side to Quinton Morris. He drives, leaves it for McKinley Harris. Harris with his back to the basket. Now out top to Quinton Morris. Morris with the runner. And he gets it down low to Harris. Harris puts up the first shot. No good. Puts up another one. That's blocked. Dylan Luce with the three-pointer. And finally, that's good for Luce. That's 6 points for Dylan, and the lead is 12. Williams with the basketball on the right side. He's guarded out top by Dylan Luce. Williams dribbles it off his foot into the hands of Quinton Morris. Morris with the basketball. And he loses control. And wisely, Robert Sanders calls timeout. One of his players was kind of rolling on the floor with the ball. And now Morris is having some difficulty on the court. Sanders called timeout. Charlie Jones will tend to Quinton Morris. Morris had the basketball, and it got away from him. And then he kind of did the splits on the court and just kind of sat still, and looks like he's fine. Doc Hale comes over to check on him, but Quinton is on his way to the bench. Sanders called timeout so the Falcons could keep control of the basketball. George Ranch will use this opportunity to get back together. They took a little bit of the time checking on Quinton.
What will really help George Ranch right now would be to slow down the offense and watch who you pass it to, because that's really what's been happening.
There is 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the ball game. Williams with the basketball, being guarded by Noah Thomason. Williams gets by Thomason on the dribble and throws it into the corner. Out top is Emmanuel White. He's guarded by Dylan Luce. Now to the top of the key to Reed Riddell. Riddell to Jolin. Jolin back to Riddell. Riddell being guarded by Westbrook. Drive on the basketball, on the basket rather, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Dylan Luce. Quinton Morris back in. Westbrook checks out. Let's see if they throw the ball way down court as they have two or three times. Nope, this time right into Williams. Williams guarded on the right wing by Thomason. He gets around Thomason on the dribble and loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover for the Falcons. Quinton Morris right in front of us here with the ball. Now out top to Jamarcus Taylor. And back to Quinton Morris. The turnaround layup, no good. Tipped out front, retained by the Longhorns. This time Morris goes in for the jam. That's no good, but a foul. Foul on Christian Jolin. His second on the night at the free throw line. Quinton Morris. Morris with 5 points. Two in the first quarter. A three-pointer in the second quarter. And then he's been quiet ever since. First free throw hits the back iron. Comes out.
George Ranch really has to step. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
George Ranch really has to step up on the free throws because that's really what's been hurting us.
And Quinton Morris heard you and drained that one. Now the lead is 11, 44-33. C.J. Washington with the basketball. Washington to Emmanuel White. Back out top to Washington. Washington guarded by Jamarcus Taylor. He sheds Taylor, goes in for the layup. It's good, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Dylan Luce, his third. And Washington will get a free throw. He's got 6 points, and now he has seven. Puts in that free throw. 1:45 left in the ball game. Ball down to Quinton Morris. He drives on the basket, tries to leave it for a Longhorn, but finds a Falcon instead. Another turnover for George Ranch. Drive on the basket by Emmanuel White, and that's good. First 2 points of the night for Emmanuel White. Quinton Morris with the ball. Spins, heads towards the basket. Thinks better of that. Puts it out top to Dylan Luce. Luce with the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the Falcons. Falcons on the drive. And this one is put back in by Jolin. Once again, a good put back by Jolin. And he's got 16 points. Kinley Harris with the jumper from the free throw line. No good. Rebound by Reed Riddell. He knocked Dylan Luce out of the way to get the basketball. No call. 39 seconds left in the ball game. Josh Williams on the drive. That one swatted away by McKinley Harris. Williams has had three rejected layup attempts, two by Quinton Morris and that one by McKinley Harris. Here's a drive on the basket by Washington. He shifts hands, and that one goes over the rim. And now we're down to 10 seconds left in the ball game. 51-33, rather. The Falcons over George Ranch, and that's the way it will be. Final score, the Tompkins High School Falcons 51 and George Ranch 33. We'll be back at Longhorns Gymnasium to wrap this one up in a minute. You're listening to Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors. The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Back at Longhorns Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School, Charlie Jones is here. Coach, that was a fast ball game, a fast-paced game up and down the court by both clubs.
I think it was a real quick-paced, fast-paced game. The score wasn't indicative of what the game really was. I think we wore it down a little bit at the end. The fast pace and us being shorthanded kind of got to us at the end. But like I said before, our kids fight, and they fight, and they fight. And I think they fought the whole game. It just came up a little short at the end.
Got to be happy with the performance you got from McKinley Harris. He finished with 12 points, but he was all over the court making shots and getting some rebounds for you.
He was all over the court. He's very energetic for us. He plays very hard all the time. He plays with a little chip on his shoulder because he's got an older brother, so he did a really good job tonight.
You miss those free throws. Those are killers, huh?
From the beginning, I told the kids, if you just give me 50%, I'm not asking for 100%. If you give me 50%, I think it's a different game. But we're going to come back tomorrow like we always do and work on getting better because it's all about the end of the season.
You told me before we taped our interview that they had Tompkins had some D1 prospects, and a lot of them showed up tonight.
Yeah, they're a really good team. They got a lot of good players. They're well coached. I think our kids did a pretty good job with getting some probably to the last 2 minutes. It got away from us, but I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the way they fought, and I hope they continue to get better and get ready for tomorrow for our tournament this weekend.
And after the tournament, you're back here next Tuesday night playing host to Cinco Ranch. What do you got with them?
So, yeah, it doesn't get any easier. They got a Texas A&M commit on that team. They're 6-0 right now. So we're playing a tough schedule, so we're going to be ready when the district stretch comes. We just got to keep getting better every day.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you back here on Tuesday night.
Sounds good. Thank you for coming out.
Thanks, Coach. All right, Darren, why don't you wrap up the scoring for us here?
For George Ranch, we have Dylan Luce with a total of 6, Marvis Odaya with a total of 4. Actually, Marvis Odaya with a total of 5 points to end the game. Jamarcus Taylor with 2 points to end the game. McKinley Harris ends with 12. Quentin Morris ends with 6. And Chukwana Agbana ends with 2 points for the game.
And for the Falcons, 6 points for Jackson Sanders, 2 points for Emmanuel White, 16 points for Josh Williams. Williams had 11 points in the first quarter, 3 in the second quarter. He finished the game, though, with 16, so only picked up 2 in the second half. 7 points for C.J. Washington, 2 for Jamal Bienemy. He got in foul trouble early, so we didn't see a whole lot with him. Christian Jolin finished with 16. He tied for high scoring honors with Josh Williams, but a couple of those were some monster dunks by Jolin.
Yeah, and that score kind of snuck up on me because 1 minute it was there and then 1 minute it was here. And like Coach John said, George Ranch really fought tonight, and I could say that they could be proud of this, even though they lost by so much.
Yeah, it started out, the Falcons outscored George Ranch 11-10 in the first quarter, outscored them 11-8 in the second quarter, so had a four-point lead at halftime, led by 11 after the third quarter, outscoring George Ranch 18-11, and then in the final quarter, outscored George Ranch 11-4, and that created that 18-point deficit. That was the final score, Tompkins 51 and the Longhorns 33.
And before we end it, I want to add that the Tompkins, they actually had way more turnovers, and George Ranch had a good job keeping the ball in and keeping it with them, only ending the game with 6 turnovers for George Ranch and 11 turnovers for Tompkins.
For Darren Bradby, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight for our live basketball broadcast on GRHSI Radio. We'll be right back here in Longhorns Gymnasium next Tuesday night. Cinco Ranch comes in to Longhorns Gymnasium, and we'll be on the air at 7:20 and the opening tip at 7:30. Final here again, Tompkins High School Falcons 51 and George Ranch 33. So long, everybody.